This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Ty Dennison, our tech ambassador. How are you, Ty?
Doing great, Kyle. And you?
Very good. Something I've wanted to ask you for some time. It was right after we made it in the 2000s, sometime January, February 2000.
The aughts,
that's right. There was a page, and I believe it was Newsweek, and this was an issue dedicated to the future because we just turned into the new millennium, right? And it showed a gentleman, and he was decked out in jacket, hat, pants, shoes, gloves. Everything was wired. Everything was wearable technology. So that's where we're going. We're going to be walking computers. Here it is more than 13 years after I saw that. Where is that guy? Is he out there yet?
There are guys out there who want to be that guy.
Yes, that I know.
They're working very feverishly to become that guy. But it's coming. It's really close. And wearable computers, or just wearables as they're often referred to, are in and amongst us already and will increasingly be so.
I imagine we took a big leap in April of this year with what are called the Google Glasses.
Glass.
Boy, did I just sound out of it there. The Google Glasses.
The Google Glasses. Can I get them at the Walmarts yet?
Exactly. No. So Google Glass.
Google Glass. Yeah, Google Glass is definitely the most outward-facing and publicly known wearable out there. And Google is very proud of that. They did a good thing, at least they think, with how glasses come out and what it's doing. Currently with Glass, you have to be a developer or a news outlet or have won a contest to get Glass. It's called the Explorer Edition, and it's a beta test basically. Mm-hmm. And so they want to see what people are going to do with this technology, what software people are going to write to interact with this technology, things like that. And so there's not a ton of Google Glass out there. And 90% of it's over on the West Coast or on the East Coast.
Yeah.
We haven't made it here to the flyover area, as we're affectionately referred to. So if anyone in Northwest Arkansas sees someone with Google Glass, text me immediately or tweet at me, Tyrell Dennison on Twitter, because I want to meet the person who brought Glass to NWA. But, so Glass has big implications. Particularly because it takes video and photo and makes it live. Mm. So you now have the ability to record what you see or take pictures of what you see instantaneously.
As I see it.
As you see it, with something as simple as a voice command. Though I'm not sure the technology is even in place yet, I believe they're working on it to where it will be capturing constantly, and you can kind of like your DVR now, mm-hmm, records about an hour of time, and you can rewind and things like that.
Oh.
That's getting baked into Glass. It's not there yet, to my knowledge. Again, I have not been fortunate enough to don the Glass, but that DVRing kind of ability to rewind what you just saw is getting added to Glass.
So when that technology is working, you right now could be rewatching the first part of our conversation.
That's right. I could be like, oh, what did I say there? Hold on, let me check that. And I can back it up and listen to it.
Amazing.
Or I can back it up and take a still and think, wow, that Kyle Kellums, he's got quite the beard going on. I need to get a picture of that.
Yeah.
And so that obviously has all kinds of implications. The basics of Glass, just to get to the kind of technology of it, it's like a pair of glasses frames without any actual lenses, and technically without even the bottom of the actual frame, and it sits across your face and has a small computer that is on the right arm of what would be the glasses, and then that loops around to the front where there's a camera and a small screen that sits in the top right corner of your vision, and it's always in your peripheral vision. It's kind of like a heads-up display on what were aircrafts and what are increasingly cars,
right?
Because we're super fancy now. And so, and with that heads-up display, you can call directions like turn-by-turn directions. You can read articles. You can look at emails or text messages and interact with things. It connects via your phone, via Bluetooth. And so it doesn't have a cellular antenna or anything like that, but there are apps for your smartphone that connect to glass to give it the ability to translate information and move information. So that's how Glass works. You can use voice commands. You say, okay, Glass, and that's kind of the recognition statement. And then you tell it what to do. There's a touchpad on the side of it that lets you interact with it and go through menus and things like that. And so there's a whole host of technology that's just really being tapped into. We don't know what people are going to do with it. And that's where I think Google did the right thing in getting it into the hands of people so that they can test it. They can touch it. They can do things with it.
So what I go back to the guy I saw in that news magazine. Will we have the jackets and the pants that can and the shoes and the gloves that can do things?
Well, we will. We will and we do. As far as jackets and pants, there's a company called Scotty Vest that they don't actually have products in their pants and vests
yes.
that do things. They are clothes made to hold your technology.
Okay.
So it's a vest that has an iPad pocket mm-hmm. and has a, what do they call it? I don't think they call it a sound system, a personal sound system, but it's wired so that you put your iPad in your pocket or your iPhone or whatever mm-hmm. in your pocket, and your jacket's got headphones mm-hmm. that you plug in. And so that wires your outfit with the ability to interact with that.
So you're still hands-free.
Comfortably. Your hands-free.
You're comfortable.
You've got your headphones in discreetly, and you can kind of go from there. And so if you carry a smartphone, you can plug your smartphone into your jacket, put your headphones in through your jacket, and then you're done. You're taking phone calls and listening to Pandora and doing whatever you want.
Does it charge your device as well?
It doesn't charge, okay. Although there you can buy a battery extender that would work for that.
But, wow.
So, yeah, there's as far as literal clothing goes, there's that. And gloves, besides the Nintendo Power Glove, which...
Wait. Besides the Nintendo Power Glove? That sounds like an anime movie. What
well,
is that?
Well, the Nintendo Power Glove actually came out a long time ago. That's back...
Behind the wearable curve. What is the Power Glove?
Oh, it was just a...
Is it a gaming thing?
It was a gaming thing for the original Nintendo.
Okay.
That doesn't work anymore.
Okay.
It's collector's memorabilia. And,
okay. But are there any gloves that are going
to... The only gloves that I'm aware of are gloves that have been made to allow for your capacitive screens.
Now that I'm very interested in. Because when I'm running and it's cold and I want to... do something with my iPhone for music or map my run,
right.
I have to take off my gloves. And
right. And the way most modern smartphones work, most touchscreens, there's capacitive and there's non-capacitive screen. Non-capacitive is the ones you kind of have to push on mm-hmm. To make contact. Capacitive ones rely on the conductive nature of your body to complete a circuit and communicate that your finger is touching it there. Well, when we put gloves on, most of the time those materials aren't capacitive, and so they block that. So that's why you don't have that, and that's why you can't use things like a pen on a smartphone or things like that. You have to use styluses. Well, they're making gloves now where the fingertips are capacitive so that it'll complete that circuit. And so who wants the inconvenience of having to take off your glove when you interact with a smartphone or an iPod or something like that? I don't either, especially if I'm running. And so those are becoming a part of the wearable technology. But beyond that, there are a whole host of wearable accessories that are becoming more and more a part of our daily lives. You talk about running. There are things like the Fitbit and the Nike, I believe it's a Nike Plus, that are wearable GPS units, fitness units, that will track your run for you and report it. They'll check your stats. You wear it while you're walking. You wear it while you're sleeping,
it'll
and it will see
how at a late elevation that you have climbed.
Yeah, all of that. Elevation, speed. Projected calories burned, depending on if you've got the right attachments for heart rate and things like that. And then you just wear it all the time, and it gives you a general sense of your fitness level. You wear it when you sleep, and it'll tell you how well you sleep at different times and your sleep cycles and things like that. And so it reports back consistently how that goes. I mean, just in a real practical sense, modern modern insulin machines are wearable technology.
That's right.
You've got modern insulin machines, pumps that, yeah. that will monitor your blood sugar level. And when they see that it's deficient, in comes the insulin. And you become balanced once again. And so that's something that we kind of take for granted, kind of like pacemakers. That's
sure.
That's not wearable. That's installable.
Yeah.
But that's another place where technology is becoming integrated into us.
Two words, smart ascot. Oh, come back when we've like got it. Something about the smart ascot.
I'll talk to Google about that.
Okay. Ty, thank you so much.
You bet.
Tyrell Dennison is our tech ambassador.